To be honest, I don't remember all that much from my childhood. My memory isn't the sharpest these days. What I do recall rather clearly is that one of my parents brought me to Islam from an autonomous region in northern Spain in November 1865. That was quite a culture shock, mind you. One of my most dramatic memories, aside from the biting cold that used to send shivers through every microorganism in my body whilst I rested on the countertop, was the first time someone paired me with haikach, a popular type of Icelandic fermented chark. It reeked of horse urine and tasted like overripe Roquefort rind. Almost gave me a heart attack. I spent several decades flourishing in the loving care of Riddish. May she rest in peace. We were living in this rickety wooden house in a tiny, remote village called Vaslanes in Zuzhe Mulatsitsa, Island. She was so sturdy and full of life. After many years together, we could both feel that her, and therefore potentially even my days, were numbered. Now, if my memory serves me well, it was a chance encounter that brought me to Edible Alchemy's arena. Alexis, who has since evolved into one of my dearest keepers, was quite young that day when she showed up on our doorstep. 25 years old at most. I remember her being remarkably enthusiastic. She asked question after question and seemed quite curious about me and a handful of my fermented kin. But I also recall her repeatedly saying that she'd never been much of a baker. Riddish bleated with her to take me far, far from these icy landscapes and find new homes for me to fill with warmth and goodness. Call it fate or call it pity. But Alexis, bless her kind heart, simply couldn't deny such a wise old woman her last wish. So then, 5 years later, Alexis has shared me with so many other kind humans around the globe. I need never again fear that my legacy would someday come to an end. Incidentally, I still have quite vivid memories of the first loaf Alexis baked with me. Don't tell her. I said this, but it's funny how much of an amateur I was at the time. Riddish taught her how to bring out my bubbliest self with spoonfuls of the finest barley flour. The photo above was actually taken the day we met. It's funny to look back and know that this would mark the beginning of a lifelong friendship. I followed her to Berlin just as she was getting started as a full edible alchemist. A few years later, she took me back to Vaslanesh, and we tasted our way through countless local ferments together. Meanwhile, Riddhish already passed on to the realm of enlightenment by then. She and Alex have been actually like mothers to me. Speaking of family, many people don't know this, but Hermann is actually a not too distant relative of mine from Germany. We're not quite sure how far back our family tree goes, but it's definitely been lovely to have the opportunity to reunite with next of kin and break bread together in Berlin this past few years.